Recording in progress.
In our WLBC Radio News Zoom room, Dr. Jeff Bird, IUBMH and beyond, is joining us as a guest. Over the last several days, you've heard us talking about on our news coverage, we have reached that very, very busy area again in the emergency room at IUBMH, and I'm assuming other hospitals in our listening area too. Dr. Bird, thanks for joining us. What's the status as we sit and or stand this morning at IUBMH?
So still extraordinarily busy, Steve. We really for the last 2 to 3 weeks, we have been holding people who need admitted every morning in our emergency department, every single bed to care for sick adults in Ball Hospital are full. We work through the admissions as the day progresses. As people get better and are well enough to be discharged, we're able to move people up from the emergency department to occupy those beds. We've done a very, very good job of it. Our COVID status is unfortunately starting to go back up. I don't know, maybe 3 weeks ago, we had one day where we were down to 29. First day we'd been below 30. And really for the last 10 days or so, we've been up in the mid to upper 50s and the low 60s for number of COVID hospitalized patients, which is tragic. And unfortunately, with the Delta variant, as we've seen throughout the last many months, younger people are getting very sick. Younger people are needing intensive care unit treatments. And for my staff, the hard part is we're now averaging almost a death a day. So I think the last 2 weeks we've lost 9 patients due to COVID.
IUBMH, Dr. Jeff Bird is our guest. We'll talk about the importance of that vaccine again in just a second. But as it relates to the emergency room, I think it needs reminding. When is it appropriate for our listeners to go to the ER, and when should they maybe choose a different course to leave that ER bed and facility open for those that are more urgently in need?
Yeah, that's always a very, very difficult thing for non-medical people to figure out, Steve. So there are some clear things. If you're in a trauma, if you're bleeding and you can't get the bleeding to stop, but the medical things are sometimes much more difficult. So I used to tell I think it's always okay, unless it's an absolute true emergency, to try to get a hold of your primary care doctor. They can usually give you some advice about whether or not you do need to go to the emergency room. But if you're having severe shortness of breath, chest pain, signs or symptoms of a stroke, those are things that, yeah, they have to come in for. So we're always open, always available to triage you. But if it's cold symptoms, flu symptoms without significant shortness of breath, low-grade fevers, those kind of things probably can be seen and cared for by your primary care physician.
You know, we're into the flu season now, too. Yeah. So it gets, I think, as a novice, you're not a doctor, complicated to know, is this COVID? Is this flu? Is this something else? Is it sinus or allergies? That gets complicated too, doesn't it?
It gets very complicated. And that is because the symptoms of influenza and the symptoms of COVID can in many cases be exactly the same. So most healthcare providers would say, if you think you've got the flu or you're fearful that you might have COVID, we're going to test you for both. You know, simple runny nose, allergy type stuff, sinus kind of stuff that you've had before. Even then, you need to have a high level of suspicion that these could be symptoms that are mimicking what you've had before, but could be COVID. So, you know, those are important things for you to seek medical care for, but maybe not a trip to the emergency department.
And speaking of trip, of course, Thanksgiving week is here too. I would assume, yeah. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you want people to be extra careful and cautious. If they think they might have something, don't make that trip this year. Maybe do a virtual dinner, as unfun as that may sound. We don't want grandma to get sick. We don't want families to have a situation where they're getting together in their house and maybe they should have had somebody pull back just to be safe.
Yeah, this is one of the most difficult decisions. I've probably gotten more questions about, is it safe to have the family over for Thanksgiving than ever before? So you have to use great discretion. Certainly, if you're vaccinated and your whole clan is vaccinated, the risk is much, much lower, but it's still not zero. So anyone who's ill, chronically ill, immunocompromised, has cancer, it's just best not to be in a situation where you're indoors, even around family and loved ones.
Dr. Jeff Bird, IUBMH and beyond, talk about the importance of that vaccine again.
Yeah, so two things, Steve. You brought up influenza. We are lucky in East Central Indiana. We have seen a few sporadic cases of influenza, but we haven't had the flu hit like, you know, last year we saw almost no flu at all. Unfortunately, I just got a notice yesterday from the Indiana State Department of Health. Indiana, relatively speaking, has been spared of influenza for the most part. But in the Midwest, particularly in several Midwest colleges and universities, we are seeing influenza outbreaks. So I highly recommend to everybody, just like last year, this is another time when you need to get your flu shot. So first and foremost, get your flu shot. And secondly, Steve, we're 10 or 11 months into giving immunizations for COVID now. Delaware County and the county surrounding Delaware County still have some of the lowest vaccination rates in the state and in the country. And I continue to implore you for us to get out of this. The solution is getting a COVID vaccination. There are multiple places that you can get one. We're still doing COVID vaccine clinics and flu shot clinics at IUBMH, many of our primary care offices. So if you're listening, if you've been on the fence, get your flu shot and get your COVID shot.
And then Dr. Bird, on the booster shot, who's allowed for now and who do you advise to get that booster shot if they've already, you know, been vaxxed?
Yeah, so if you're fully vaccinated, the federal government now has said basically anyone can get a booster, and they're recommending booster shots for everybody. So, I couldn't emphasize more how important getting the vaccination series is. But for those of us who are vaccinated, and I'm a good example, I waited till my healthcare team got their booster, and then I got in line to get my booster. So basically everyone should get the booster. We've got plenty of pediatric doses now, and it warms my heart to see parents bringing in their kids to get vaccinated for COVID too. All three of my grandchildren got their COVID shot last week.
Dr. Bird, to you and to the staff that surrounds you at IUBMH and the entire IU system, keep your chin up, keep up the incredible work, and thank you and everybody on those front lines for doing what you're doing all the time.
Thank you, Steve. The team continues to be incredibly resilient, and we're going to take care of you. So happy to be on the show.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dr. Bird.
And to you too, Steve.
Recording stopped.